Hi, this is Mary Santora, and you're listening to The Default Setting with Jess Falstick and Elizabeth Seaman. Enjoy.
Welcome to The Default Setting, where we find out what makes you tick because we have ways of making you talk. I am your host, Jess Falstick.
And I'm your co-host, Elizabeth Seaman.
Today,
this award-winning podcast.
Award-winning podcast, motherfuckers.
Every time, like, what? Back up.
I feel
the award-winning podcast.
I'm so glad I have you here for that. Although I feel like today that's a little braggadocious because we have our Big Brother podcast and a fellow nominee for the Cleveland Comedy Awards in the Best Podcast category. Mr. Brian Avery, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you ladies this morning?
We're great.
Good. The sun's out.
Yeah. Sun's out, man.
Like deceptively, it's like 55 or something, but everyone is out walking dogs and riding bikes. They're like, no, it's fine. It's great. The sun's out. How could it be cold?
I saw you post pictures. They went on a ladies' night last night, and I saw her post a picture with a cocktail. She's like, we're on the patio pretending like it's warm right now. And I was like, oh,
wow. I mean, okay, in all fairness, it was like 67 or something yesterday. There wasn't like the high 60s. But then as the sun was going down, it was getting a little chillier, and we're sitting in like metal patio chairs. So our butts were a little cold. But, you know, it was fine. We're fine.
I mean, it's Cleveland. It's April. If it's above 55, I'm in shorts.
Take it.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, we'll just take it. We're like, all right, whatever you want to throw at me, weather. Oh, it's not going to snow. Great.
Exactly.
My favorite.
Exactly. I got my sandals on. I got my shorts on. I got my Bermuda shirt on. It's 27 degrees. Let's do this.
I will be damned if I put my winter coat back on. Damned, I tell you.
It's funny because the theory of relativity is nowhere more obvious than this time of year, right? Like, it turns 50 and everyone's like, short sleeves and shorts. But then, like, if it turns 50 in, like, September, everyone's in, like, Uggs and, like, you know, fucking parkas and shit. So I love watching.
Well, because then it feels colder.
Relativity, you know? Yeah. Man. That's relativity.
Relative to what we were dealing with.
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Brian. You are already one of my favorite guests because you're from our Big Brother podcast. And
thank you.
And we already have a good rapport. I always love
when he's wearing a Zelda hat. He's got puppies.
He's got puppies.
Things are going very well.
We're recording today's episode in front of a live studio audience. So,
yeah, see if Smeef gets in on the action.
Oh my gosh, yes. Wait till my smushy cat comes up and just starts sticking her smushy face. Like, here's a simulation. This is what she looks like. And then she'll
That's
just be
great
like.
Great radio. Yeah, everyone look at it.
Hey, you know what?
Nice.
If you pay,
keep
if you
watch,
if you subscribe, then you can see the video of us where I occasionally accidentally flash the camera and.
You make another one?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying I would if people paid to like. Yeah. Hey, do you guys still have. At Drinks with Larry, do you guys still have the, what the fuck am I thinking of? Like, where you pay? I can't think of words.
Patreon? The Patreon?
Patreon, yeah.
Yes, we do. We are slowly dwindling Patreon numbers because they don't get anything.
Oh, no!
Larry is. Larry takes a while to get around to sending, like, shirts and hats out to people.
Yeah.
So.
I've heard good things about that. So Patreon is doing whatever, and now there's this new one called Himalaya where you put your podcast or you sign up on there, and they have a thing called like a tip jar. So it's not necessarily like they're subscribing, giving you money. It's just like they got a little tip jar situation, so people could just throw a couple of bucks your way if they like the episode every once in a while. So, you know, it's less responsibility on your part.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Well, I like the Patreon because once you sign up, if you forget, you still keep paying $5, $10 a month.
That's true.
I think the way to win is to do both.
That's what they're banking on.
What are we going to do? What if we got a Patreon? What would we do?
Get the video.
Flashing shots.
You could get the video.
Here's a cat and some tits.
I feel like cats and tits.
Cat between some tits.
Cats and tits make up 65% of what people want to see on the internet. So let's just be honest.
I think we've got a winning formula.
Yeah, I mean.
That is true. And the other 35% is puppies.
Puppies. Yes. Yeah. Puppies.
Yeah. I got puppies I could borrow.
Yeah. Puppies. Puppies and butts.
Some sweater puppies and puppies.
Sweater puppies and puppies.
That'll be what we'll do for winter.
Every once in a while, forgive me if I start, if I just do this, because I'm looking on the patio, my cats are out there, and technically they're safe, but we're also on the second floor, and they're very small, so they can fit through, like, the railings, and I don't want it to be, like, an Eric Clapton situation, so, like, I just, I'm trying to keep my eyes peeled and make sure there are no more tears in heaven. All right,
I'll be okay until, like, Nuts comes out.
Who?
The squirrel, Nuts.
Oh, Mr. Nuts! Yeah, okay, so, Brian... I don't know how often you listen to the show, if ever, if you don't, that's fine. But, occasionally Mr. Nuts will come to visit, and he's a big squirrel. Now, so the thing is, we were just very, like, unimaginative naming him. We were like, oh, squirrel, Mr. Nuts. But then one day we realized he has giant testicles, like, giant fucking balls.
He was very aptly named.
We did not know. We had no idea. So, so every once in a while he comes by to mock my cats, and so we'll see if Mr. Nuts shows up.
I like to think that if he had a driver's license, that his name would be spelled in all caps. Nuts!
Nuts!
Like, you can't just say nuts. So, like, that doesn't get the point across. His name is Nuts!
All capital N, capital U, capital T, capital S.
And a Z.
And a Z.
Yes, it's gotta be a Z, yes.
It's with a Z and it's all caps.
Oh, God.
Otherwise, people won't get it.
I love how off the rails this has gotten already. It makes me so
happy. Yeah, we haven't even talked about what you do.
No! You just
talked about nuts.
Nuts. We talked about squirrel testicles. We've talked about tits. We've talked about cats.
I mean, this is a normal Saturday conversation for me, so yeah, I don't know about
it. I guess we can wrap up now. I think we covered everything.
All right. Thank you very much for being
what
here
today.
What
else is there to talk about?
Thank you for listening, everybody. We clearly deserve the award that we won for this six minute long.
Absolutely. I wanted to talk about that. I feel very special. This is the first time I've been on an award winning podcast.
I mean, honestly, okay, so here's the thing.
Welcome.
Elizabeth, yes, welcome. Elizabeth, she and I both strongly felt that either her beloved's podcast, Teach These Devils, or that you guys would win. And I actually even told Larry you guys should accept it on our behalf, because one way or the other, you guys were going to get on stage if we won, which I really doubted that we would. So I'm very surprised, very humbled.
I didn't think we were going to win either. I definitely thought it was going to be like you guys or James, the Teach These Devils. I was like, because they won last year too. And I was like, all right, well. So we were like, so I was sitting with him and they did, the podcast award came first. And I was like, oh, all right, well, get this over with. Like the part I was like real invested in. Yeah, let's get it over with. And they're like, the default setting. And I sat there and I just went, what? Like, what? James turned around. He's like, it's you. You won. And I'm like, what?
All right, I'm going to put real quick. Your default setting is aggressively average, which I love. I absolutely love.
Even though we're already having an above average episode.
Yeah, this is already one of our best episodes. I'm not even exaggerating.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We're ruining your default setting already.
We're ruining it. I know.
Disprove.
Just shut up for a minute. Why would you say you're aggressively, like, what made you think of aggressively average?
I'll be honestly, I straight ripped it from a comic strip that I read when I was either in high school or just after high school. It's a comic strip called Zits.
Oh, yeah.
And the main character, Jeremy, is basically going through, he's like, my hair is amazingly normal. My shirt or my outfits are fantastically regular. Thus my new motto, if you can't be naturally outstanding, be aggressively average.
I love that so much. Because it's like...
Yeah, that's just kind of where it came from. I was kind of, because I've always tried to like, sorry, Stephanie keeps messaging me.
Hi, Steph.
Hi.
Shut up, Stephanie. You don't got that fucking bell to ring at me now.
I'm where that bell can't hurt me, Stephanie.
Nobody put Stephanie in a corner.
Oh, I'll be honest, that bell is the greatest thing to ever happen to our show.
Oh my God, right? I'm so glad you guys have the bell, because my favorite is when, like, Aaron and Stephanie fight over the bell, like, versus, like, the female interruption bell, and then it turns into the minority interruption bell. Yeah. They just wrestle it back and forth from one another. It was just
accurate. Well, now Aaron brings a xylophone.
Oh, does he have a xylophone now?
Well, it's technically a glockenspiel, but yes, he brings it and he plays that instead of ringing the bell.
Jess, if we ever go on, can we bring? Let's bring an air horn.
Nice.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna get a slide whistle for myself.
Nice. The entire
that everyone's just gonna turn into the crappiest band. Like, you know, your podcast is gonna be a nothing but random series of noises that don't go together at all.
It's gonna be like
you mispronounced awesomest band, yeah, actually.
This is the craziest ass orchestra I've ever heard.
We're just gonna call it Larry and the Podcast Orchestra, and we're just gonna all just be like
Larry and musical accompaniment.
We'll just be yelling
and the music.
Ding, 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 Thanos, Thanos, ding, 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 honk.
Maybe like a triangle, a toy piano. Someone blows on a jug.
Above, below, honk, honk. Civilized creatures, bing, bing. Well, that's funny. It's funny you talk about air horn just because we had, like, our first couple episodes, Gigi had the, she had an app where it just like made noises, and there was like rap horn, like bah, 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 bah. And then there was one that just said ham like over and over again that she would play for like no reason. It would just yell ham. I think it was actually called ham horn, if anybody wants to look that up at home.
I'm gonna get that. My show needs some sprucing up if I can ever find a co-host. But
we will always happily guest co-host for you anytime. We don't know anything about sports, but we will yell.
Well, I know something.
She does. I don't. So she can. She's probably gonna be a better qualified candidate than I am. I love that he has a glockenspiel. Like a xylophone is funny
what
enough.
What year is it?
But then it's just the funniest name.
Everyone has it different though, but like the small little kitty xylophone with the metal plates, that's technically a glockenspiel, and that's what he has.
I love it.
The xylophone is the big giant ones made of wood.
I thought a glockenspiel was like the thing where maybe I'm thinking of like a harpsichord.
I was gonna say, are you thinking of a harpsichord?
Yeah. I think that's what that is.
Because that's what first pops into my head is like an old timey or what is the other thing? A calliope that they have at like carnivals and fairs. It was like doo 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 doo.
Oh, it's like the spinning glasses.
I think there's a calliope. It's called a calliope, and it's like, I don't know. Why are we talking about this?
I mean, you get the kids and you call it a xylophone, so now they have a word to associate with the letter X in their alphabet book, and they're never going to say glockenspiel. So you're trying to get like a fucking four-year-old to say glockenspiel?
That's so true. Like, oh my god.
So I'm assuming that's what happened.
That's the only reason they named it a xylophone and they named it an X-ray was so that children would learn about the letter X and not
What else are they gonna put in the books? Like
X-rated?
Exhibit, the greatest rapper of our time.
Oh, that's a good point. Oh my god. Okay. So wait, first off, I wanna talk about your podcast because you have two, right?
One and a half.
Ooh, one and a half. Okay. So you're part of Drinks with Larry and you've been there since the beginning, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It was actually we'd be sitting around drinking. It was actually started as me, Larry, and Burton would be sitting at the bar drinking and just laughing our asses off because me and Larry were commenting on anything and everything and just making each other laugh. And Burton just sitting there shaking his head going, all right, guys, can we focus? So I was like, if we recorded this, this would literally be it. And Burton was like, I don't even have to talk. We're like, no, you don't have to talk. We're just going to put bells around your head. So when you shake your head, everyone knows you're shaking your head.
We just need you here for like a shame barometer. Like we need someone to imply that we should feel bad about what we're saying.
Exactly. Well, don't get me wrong. I've said a lot of things that I felt bad about immediately afterwards.
That's funny that you say that because I was last night. He and Gigi, the former co-host, we were out and we went to this thing on like emo night at the Foundry. And I thought it was going to be the one where they had like the live band and people doing like karaoke versions of it. Cause I went to that once before and that was fun. Well, apparently there's a whole new wave of like emo music that I don't know anything about. I didn't recognize like a single song.
You old lady.
And all I kept doing was commenting on the weird kids dancing on stage. I was like, making Geech.
You hit the age, man. You're the age. It happens.
Oh my God. There's this Avril Lavigne looking chick. And she kept doing a lot of these like weird hand. Like, she was so into it. Like, she was on the end of her own runway, like, in her head. Like, and she just kept looking off, like, into the distance. I'm like, where is she looking? There's nothing over there. Like, oh, my God. And good for them. These kids, they were having such a good time being themselves. And I, in my mind, I'm just like, this is ridiculous. I can't stay. I'm done. Okay, Friendsgiving, you're at home. Awesome.
Well, that goes back to, like, I want to go to that now. I want to grab a couple of buddies and go to something like that now. Because I'm about, like, experience things once. Like, yeah. I just want to go in there, have a couple drinks, laugh for a little bit, and then leave. It sounds like a great
place. Exactly what I did. I had my fill, and then I was like, okay. Okay, we're good.
I think what also makes me so happy is, like, you guys on Drinks with Larry, kind of to what you were just saying, fill, like, a role. Like, you each kind of have a very distinct sort of personality. It doesn't all blend together, which is what I love about it. There's a lot of, like, you know who's talking. You know, like, what's happening. And I feel like you guys fall into those roles, like, really, really well. And I'm sure it was completely unintentional, but...
Yes, it was.
Okay. What I love about it is, like, you stick to it, too. Like, it's almost like, right now, I love, like, again, you're probably one of our favorite guests already, but, like, on the show, you're not reserved, but you're like, you're Brian. You're like the grouchy old man. You know what I mean? Like, and I love that. Like, I absolutely love, like, the whole dynamic that you guys have going on. And I love how it's evolved, too, because it started out, it was like, you guys were like Polyphonic Spree. You guys had like 20 people on the podcast at one point, didn't you?
Yeah. We had, there was the one episode we did with the Eargasm guys.
Oh, yeah.
Where there was literally 9 of us in studio. At Larry's old studio, which was his dad's office's spare room upstairs. And they brought like a bunch of pizza and like 2 cases of beer. And I was working at the time, so I'm like, I have to work in the morning. Oh, boy. This is not good.
That's turned into like a bring your own equipment thing because there's too many people and not enough mics. Well,
actually, I'll swing around. I have our original board, which is right here. Because we're in my studio right now. But the board we have is double that size.
Whoa.
And it was because of that show that we bought the new one.
You gotta be prepared now.
I think we have 12 mic inputs. So, we can go as big as we want. So.
How long did it take to do that episode with all those people? Was it normal or?
I think we ran for, once we got started, I think we ran for about an hour and 25, hour and a half. Okay. And then Larry cut it down because there was, as much as we normally talk over each other, that was ridiculous. There were sounds where it was just like an old lady screaming at her cats. You couldn't make out a discernible noise other than that.
See, there we go. So then you got Patreon, like, bonus material. Hey, you guys want to hear it get real strange?
Well, we did actually do a bunch of, like, short, like, 15-minute episodes. And for the most part, it was just me and Larry where we were sitting down. And we were literally just like, hey, you know, it was weird. And we would talk about something that completely off the wall for, like, 10, 15 minutes because I was always, at the time, the first one over there. So we do that, and he's like, yeah, these are great. I'm just going to save these, and these will be what we give out to the Patreon, stuff like that. And then we just didn't.
See, I like that you have, like, a treasure chest, though, of, like, lost episodes that you could theoretically tease.
Oh, God, the lost episode. Oh, God. The first one, I won't talk about. It was called Burton's Story, and I'm not going to talk about it too much because I know he'll get real mad if I talk about it a lot. But basically, it was about this underground, like, adult Facebook thing that he accidentally stumbled upon.
Accidentally.
While talking to this girl, and that's as far as I'll go. And we were sitting there going, why didn't you join? What the hell's the matter with you? Where is it? Can we get the link and all this other stuff? So it was kind of like,
you know, the material we could have gotten out of that. Come on. So what? You're on a watch list. Come on, dude.
It sounds like, like, Burton doesn't say much, but when he does, holy shit, is what I get from that story. Like,
but yeah, I mean, the whole episode was basically us interviewing him about that, and it was like an hour and a half long. Like, it was like we went in deep, and like we released it, and then Burton was like, okay, now you guys have to share some deep, deep, dark, secret, creepy crap. We're like, fuck you, we're doing this.
You're like, this was not part of the agreement. Like, this is not.
I was going to say, oh, I'm sorry, did I miss that pact that we didn't make? Where we can just reasonably leave you out to dry like that? agree.
Exactly.
It's funny because... Oh, no, please, please continue. Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you a whole bunch. Keep going.
Oh, sorry.
It's
I know I'm Captain Interrupto, but...
The tables have turned on Mr. Interrupto, where we're just going to keep interrupting the whole time.
I was just re-listening to all the episodes our guys were on this morning, at least for about half of them, just to kind of like... Okay, they said this. All right, I'm going to go back for this, this, that, and the other thing. So, yeah. Fuck Aaron.
That's what I love. Okay, I want to talk about that, too. Like, the fact that, like, Aaron did the rounds there at one point. So, our podcast used to be on the same network. We're not anymore, which is fine. You're still our Big Brother podcast. But what I think is funny is Aaron would do the rounds on your guys' former network, our current network, on all the podcasts. And then Aaron did the rounds on all of the podcasts on your current network.
Yep.
And then he ended up like, so this is actually how I think we won the Cleveland Comedy Awards, is you just end up going and being like super charming, like to like your guests, or in Aaron's case, the other way around. He was like super charming to like all the podcasts he was on. So then they start doing, so Liz, I don't know if you listened to this episode, but for Larry's birthday a couple months ago, they did a roast episode where all the podcasts from all the networks got together and roasted like each other, roasted Larry, roasted everybody that's on the show. And every single podcast would come on. They'd roast Brian, they'd roast, you know, Stephanie, they'd roast Larry, and then be like, we can't roast Aaron. He's too nice and he's the most valuable person on the show. And they're all like, what the fuck? Like, why the hell did they love Aaron so much? And I think he just went on and just like charmed and schmooshed these people.
Well, it started off with Aaron, like he would eat every episode. Well, we finally got him to stop. Like, he comes over with food still, but now he shoves in his face as fast as he can. And the second we go downstairs to record in Larry's creepy basement, he pulls out his Nintendo Switch and he plays the Switch and looks down the entire time. And every now and then I'll look up and go, yeah, I agree. And we're like, and the whole time we're sitting here going, and he's the best part of the show. What the fuck?
Well, he doesn't say anything that like stirs the pot, you know?
Well, I don't know. He tried to get under Stephanie's skin by calling Kermit the Frog a homo or something.
A cuck. He called her a cuck.
That's right. He called her a cuck.
Jesus. Because she called Miss Piggy a cunt. And then he was like, well, Kermit the Frog's a cuck. And I'm like drinking wine and vacuuming, listening to this. And Adam walks in and he just sees me vacuuming like, And he's like, what are you listening?
He's like, oh God, she finally broke. Like,
what is happening right now? Yeah, I was literally crying at that episode. It was so good. That's the thing. I mean, like, Aaron is hysterical, but you're right. Like, there are times where I'm like, is Aaron on the show today? Like, I have no idea. And then all of a sudden it'd be like, you guys will be talking about, like, fuck, I don't know, like, what's his name? Frankie?
Yeah, Frankie. Frankie McDonald.
Frankie McDonald. So, Liz, do you know Frankie McDonald?
No.
So, Frankie McDonald is a guy in Nova Scotia. He's been on, like, Tosh.0 and, like, all these things. Is he on the spectrum? Is he?
Yes. Okay. Yes. We don't want to bring it up on our show because of that, but yes, he is. He goes on, like, he does, like, no local weathercasts. Like, he keeps bugging us to try to get Cleveland to have him come out and do a weather report in Cleveland. And we're like, we don't really have that much power. We can try. But, like, he sends us the links for, like, all we have to do is click on it and fill something out and then send it back to him about it.
Yeah, so he's fairly well known, but just to get a, you know, an accurate understanding of, like, who he is, and, like, he has these amazingly, extremely accurate weather forecasts. Like, he can predict, I think he's even predicted some earthquakes. It's really kind of fascinating. But they have him as a guest on the show, so they'll all be, like, talking about Frankie, or they'll be talking about, like, I don't know, something that maybe doesn't interest Aaron as much. And then all of a sudden, Aaron will be like, Yeah, y'all seen that new trailer for the new animated Star Wars short that's going on? Like, just from nowhere, like, completely irrelevant. Like, and everybody be like, what? We're not talking about that. What are you...
Relevant to literally anything.
You guys have some pretty cool guests on the show. You guys have had Frankie. You guys have had some, is it retired WWE wrestlers?
We've had retired WWE wrestler Buff Bagwell. He was on. He's actually personal friends with one of the other shows on our network, Married AF.
Cool.
Then we also just reached out. Larry just reached out on Twitter, was like, fuck it, let's see if we get... We got former UFC heavyweight champion and WWE Intercontinental champion Frank or Ken Shamrock on.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
That was awesome, and that was a great episode because he told Burton he was gonna fuck his wife. We were like, look, if we see you coming, we're just gonna curl up in a ball. Like, we'll just curl up in a ball. And he's like, oh, you're not man enough, this, that, or the other thing? You want me to take your wife to the bedroom? Sure.
Oh, my God.
Well, that escalated quickly.
I'm guessing you guys edited that part out because I don't think the illusion.
I don't know if we left that part in or not, but we'll reference it. Like, we'll just be out. Like, it'll be like one of the comedy nights at our friend's restaurant. So we'll all be up there hanging out. And we'll just go, hey, Burton, Frank Shamrock's going to fuck you.
Did you forget about that? We
didn't. Wait, is Burton even married?
No. That's the best part.
I was going to say, that's
it. As soon as he gets engaged, you got
to You can register. You can register with Ken Shamrock. Like, I love the group-wide chaos that sort of always is a dynamic of the show. And that's one of my favorite parts about listening to it. So
aggressively average, you say?
Well, yeah, and I think the thing is, I was looping because, like, the thing is.
Oh, sorry.
No, right. That's okay. Like, the thing is, I think everybody does podcasts now, right? And, like, a lot of them, it's, like, with their groups of, like, you know, friends or whatever. And that's the other thing I love about your show. Like, we've got, obviously, a theme that, you know, Elizabeth and I are obviously working hard to get back to, which is, you know.
Well, you know, sometimes.
And you guys don't really have a theme, which I also like. So it's not like you're really striving to do anything more than just, at least what I can tell, and you can sort of correct me, but it just kind of seems like you guys just want to hang out and talk about, like, you know, things that are in the zeitgeist. I mean, is that pretty much what your goal is?
I mean, that's pretty much what it, originally it was just going to be kind of like us sitting around and, like, we pick a topic and that's what we were going to talk about one episode. That was the whole plan. As a matter of fact, if you can dig up, if you can get Larry to give you guys the audio for episode 2, you'll understand kind of what it was about. Because the first one was Burton's story. Second one was when we had Stephanie on for the first time. And that was Stephanie's story. And that was brutal.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
that wasn't brutal. I'll be honest. If you've ever heard our show and you probably think, like, me and Stephanie hate each other, we get along fine. But the biggest thing... That was probably the show that I was easily the nicest to her on.
Oh, God.
And everyone else was piling on.
Oh, no.
Like, everyone else was trashing her. And I'm going, no, I don't see anything wrong. I don't know why you guys are getting upset. That's fine.
You guys are kind of dicks. What's happening?
Yeah.
That's what I told. I think I've told both Larry and Stephanie that the first time, I think I started listening to you guys after you were like 20 episodes in, and I tried to, like, catch up on a few. But I remember Stephanie was still guesting at the time that I started listening to you guys. And that's how I felt. I was like, everyone's fucking piling on this chick. Like, these fucking douchebags. Like, I was, like, really, really defensive at first. And then, like, I didn't really know Larry either. And then I got to know Larry. Then I started listening to the podcast more. I'm like, oh, no, this is, like, the nicest, most woke, like, most unaggressively woke, like, you know, just you guys have your fucking shit together. And that's why I, like, continually, like, root for you. Because, like, starting out, I thought you guys were just another bunch of, like, douchey dudes. You know what I mean? That drink beer.
Well, and accurate.
And talk about themselves.
Why not both?
Well, okay. Por que no las dos? Yeah, no. And, like, that's what I loved is that it was, like, this kind of, like, surprise to me when I really started listening about, like, in keeping with the theme of aggressively average, you know, it's average on the surface, but it really isn't. Like, it really stands out to me from all the other dudes who get together with their bros and drink and talk about shit. Like I learn a lot of shit from your guys' podcast too, which I absolutely love, because you talk about all kinds of topics that are in the zeitgeist. Like, you talk a lot about Marvel movies, but you guys also talk about sports. You guys talk about Star Wars. You guys talk about current events. I think another thing that I absolutely love is that I think all of you guys are from Medina, right?
I'm actually from Brunswick.
Oh, okay. So maybe it's you that adds the element of, like, you guys are all very politically progressive, which I love. Like, you're very open-minded, which I also absolutely love, which coming from Medina is very surprising. So,
yes, exactly. That, Medina is not a good place for us. It's it's not, I don't attack anybody for their political beliefs. Your political beliefs are what they are. But if I mean, I don't even remember. I think it was like, if you ever just want to like get angry for no reason, join the Medina County or Medina, Ohio political talk group or something like that. Ugh. Everyone else is a member. I can't. I get angry enough. Personally, I'm stalking the anti-vax crowd now.
A little piece of my soul left my body when you said Medina political talk group. Oh, like, oh, God, it's shudder.
Oh, God, it's... Oh, it's it's every excuse in the book. And then everyone was going on complaining about their tax returns. And you know, like, and somehow, some way, it was still the liberals' fault. I'm like, wait, hold on a second. I'm not going to sit here and say that, like, Barack Obama was the greatest president of all time. Right. He did a lot of shit that I don't fucking like or agree with. Right. I can say that, and that's usually the party that I will align myself with. But as far as... the other, oh no.
Yeah, I think I told Larry one of the favorite things I've ever heard was you guys, it was like probably a year and a half ago, you started talking about Trump very, very briefly, and someone called him retarded Reagan, and I fell out of my chair.
I think that had to be Burton or Daniel.
Oh God, it was so good. I was just like, yep, no, I've never heard a more apt description. That's, and I've heard some. Well, really,
I guess all the woke people leave Medina because I've got a friend. She and her husband moved to Lakewood. They escaped. They also escaped Medina.
Well, I'll be honest here. That the amount of people that I know that have lived in Medina and then went to Lakewood and then back or vice versa. Some common, like, I don't know what it is, but there is a Lakewood Medina connection. It just sends a ton of people I know back and forth.
God, pipeline.
I was going to say, yeah, pipeline. Yes, exactly.
Oh my God, there's a word. Okay, I got it. Pipeline.
Well, I think it's probably that knee-jerk sort of like, I am so sick of like these closed-minded redneckiness. Like, I need to go. I mean, for me, I'm from Belleville, which is like Medina looks like a booming metropolis by comparison. So like Cleveland.
I mean, Medina's got a cute little downtown.
It does. And it actually has some really good little restaurants too. Like the Corkscrew Saloon, where they have, they're famous for their
seafood steak and chops
and butthole flaps.
Yes. Butthole flaps.
Their butthole flaps.
I've been to that Irish restaurant like a time or two.
Bellies?
I think there's only one like Irish pub down there, right?
It's there's Sully's on the square. That's
Sully's. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry.
And like the House of Hunan or whatever, like that place is.
Yeah, House of Hunan. I think it's Wednesdays half price. I think Wednesdays is half price sushi. So
nice.
Get there early.
There was a place. It's kind of froofy, and you can tell it's just based on the name. I think it was called like Thyme or Basil.
Oh, yeah, Thyme.
Yeah, Thyme.
It's actually Thyme 2 now. Thyme. Yes.
Thyme 2. Oh. Yeah. So that was like super bougie. I remember going there back when I was married to a wasp. Like, we were just like, oh, there's this place called Thyme. And somebody said it was a Medina. And like, again, I didn't know where like places were when we were living. Like, we just got into Cleveland and I was like, oh, is that? And they're like, oh, Medina. How could Medina have this bougie restaurant? And I don't know if it's.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But yeah.
Being someone from Cleveland, I'd be like, what?
But yeah, no, I think, and you guys do a really good job too, I think, of like, you know, you can dabble with politics, but you're also very, like, you reserve judgment, which I also find to be.
Yeah, that's the thing. You, like, Larry brought up when he was on your show, it's like, we don't want to get too political because we don't want to be too divisive.
Sure.
Now, most of us all kind of lean at least a little bit one way, myself included. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of, like, different reasons for it. For instance, the reason I lean a little left, I'm a third generation tradesman. I'm Union Local 120 here in Cleveland.
Nice.
So I do that and vote for the best interest to keep my.
I just did like a gang sign of like 120 for people. Oh, 120.
quite a few tattoos of it. I like the, since we're pipe fitters, they don't do like a skull and crossbones. They do a skull and cross pipe wrenches. Underneath,
nice.
Like,
I love
120
it.
in the skull.
Nice.
Oh, that's fun. I like it. I like it when they got a theme. They got it. Like, that cool.
Do you have one? Do you have one?
What?
I say. Oh no, you're not into tattoos, are you?
I am not.
Ah,
no.
That's right. Oh my God, I gave Larry such a hard time about that too. Because I remember this is.
I know. I got to that part re-listening to the episode, and I was like, I'm just going to cut it here.
Well, I just remember, like, again, it was literally of that time where I didn't know you guys yet, and I didn't know what you were about. And I was like, who the fuck's this guy saying he doesn't like tattoos? Brian had said he didn't like tattoos. And I have, like, tattoos.
A bunch,
and
yeah.
So I was just like, who the fuck's this guy? And then I remember yelling at Larry. I'm like, who the fuck's this guy who doesn't like tattoos? And this is before I knew Brian. And then I got Brian's whole thing about being the grumpy old man on the podcast. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm down with grumpy old men. I get that. I'm a grumpy old lady. So. Yeah. So, yes.
I'm a bit of a curmudgeon.
Yes, curmudgeon. Curmudgeon, you're cantankerous. That's another one I
know. Yeah. Oh, what's all this change and whatnot? I don't like it. What is this? Different? I don't like it.
No, it's just that's just something I started doing. I used to do like angry rants on Facebook and stuff like that, and I would just so I was like, you know what? I would go out, and usually if I'm in like an angry mood or something like that, I would stay home or something like that just because I didn't want to deal with people. But then I was like, well, fuck it, I can turn this around and have it be at least somewhat humorous and do it on the show.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of rants on the show, and then Larry was just like, that was really good. You should do that. We started doing the Angry Brian thing. Yeah.
Oh, I like this character, Angry Brian.
I know.
Yes. Anytime
something is wrong, people.
I love the way you said it. People, get off his lawn. Come on.
He doesn't want you there. Come on.
I love you guys should, like, and the thing is, I love too, like, part of me kind of wants you to have that segment, like, Angry Rants with Brian, or Angry Brian Presents, like, and then whatever
yeah,
you're
or
ranting
like
about.
The Simpsons or whatever, Grinds My Gears.
Yeah, Grinds My Gears.
Yeah, I would have to actually literally, like, I keep my little notepad here thing with all the notes I want to do and stuff. I would literally have to have, like, two pages full, because I would go completely off topic. Like, I would say so. It was just like when I brought up the tattoo thing on the show, and I was just like, and I think something like that. I was like, oh, they're fucking gross. Get the fuck out of here with this. And then I realized I went, all right, that was a bit too far with that one. I'm going to get a lot of backlash for it. As a matter of fact, the lovely bartender at the Corkscrew Saloon that has a couple of tattoos.
Yeah.
Anytime I go up there and order a beer, she makes sure to rub the beer on the one on her upper arm.
I love that so much. Yeah.
Brian, you got God.
Yeah. Thanks, Gwen. Love you too.
No, and that's the thing too. And I think, I don't know if you've noticed this about producing your own podcast. Our friend Pete used to produce this podcast, and then he and I both decided to move to California. So I was like, fuck it. Let's like try to see if I can do this on my own. And the thing is, when Pete was doing it, I felt bad like having him edit a lot, because, you know, he's doing it for us, and I didn't want him to be like, you know, having to go through and edit all this shit out. But yeah, when there are times where I will say something and then I'm like, I got off on a bit of a rant, a bit of a tear there. I'll go in and just be like, delete, delete, delete. Like, I'll just take that.
I didn't say.
So I don't know if you guys have found, like, I know you mentioned, like, Larry will edit a lot of stuff. And I don't know if you found that with your own yet, where you're like, I don't know that I really want people to know that I think that about that, you know?
Well, that's the thing. And again, it's not even that. It's just, it goes back to, it stemmed from a time that I went to. I'm sure you guys are familiar with the restaurant Melt.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the Cleveland area love Melt. I am not one of those people.
Okay.
I think
I don't mind the beer selection.
Average.
I don't mind the beer selection or anything.
We're gonna
like
take
that.
This quick opportunity to thank our sponsor, Melt.
Melt Bar and Grill. Get your big giant sandwiches and 7 pounds of fries.
And then don't shit for 7 days.
Yeah. Anybody wants some damp bread?
Yeah.
Aggressively average cheese.
No. So you're saying you don't like Melt. Please continue.
Yeah. No. It's not anything because it's just for two reasons. First, it was the hype. Like, I'm like, okay, yeah. It's okay. It's not. Like, I'm not waiting in line 4 hours for it.
Yeah.
Well, Barrio, the same thing. Like, Melt was Barrio, I think, before Barrio.
Yeah.
The waiting and people losing their shit.
And then the biggest thing I hate about it is the last time I ate at Melt, and this, again, goes back to the tattoos, our server literally had, like, tattoos on his fingers and stuff like that. So I couldn't tell if he was dropping off my sandwich with dirty hands or not, and that's kind of a thing I have.
Yeah.
If you're going to be handling my food, I would prefer you have clean hands.
Yeah. I understand.
But I can't tell.
I understand that.
So that stemmed, that added to it, but it's not like I said, it's not a pure hatred. It's just that I don't get
it's
it.
It's not your thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's completely, what all the hype is about.
Completely acceptable. Yeah.
Also, like, I love, like, Barrio, I think, is good because I feel like the same thing happened when they started opening those. And it's like, yeah, they got some stuff that's really good, but, like, it also depends on who's cooking that day and who's putting your shit together, because sometimes it is, like, mad. Like, it can be kind of hit or miss, and it's, like, it's good, but I'm not going to, like, because I live, like, next to the Barrio in Lakewood, and there's just fucking people all over the lawns. They take all the park and they will just wait out there, like sitting on the other apartment stoops. And I'm like, if I lived in that apartment building, I would just constantly walk in and out of the front door,
just
kick those kids off
the broom. Just get out of here.
Yeah,
you get out.
And they just trample all the grass. There's cigarette butts everywhere. Mm-hmm. They leave their trash and it sucks. I'm like, really? Really? It's worth it? But I can go get a buzzer and take it into my apartment and wait in my living room and watch some on Netflix and drink a reasonably priced beer.
I will say, your Barrio is the worst, second only by the original in Tremont. Like, those are both a nightmare to wait there's no parking. It's a whole bunch of bullshit. But no, I agree with you. And then what I thought you were going to talk about was the Melt tattoos, which I always also found to be an interesting,
that takes it to like a whole nother level.
Do you know about the Melt tattoos, Brian?
I do not know about the Melt tattoos.
So the Melt tattoos, and I don't even know if this is still a thing, but
it is.
Sure. Okay. So shortly after Melt started picking up in, like, you know, popularity, they started a thing where if you got a tattoo of their logo, you would get
like the grilled cheese with the crossbones.
Yeah. I'm like enjoying watching Brian's reaction to this right now, because it combines two things you hate so much and I love it. So if you got a tattoo, and the thing is, you could get creative with it, but ultimately you would get 20% off for life, like on every one of their bills.
If that's going on and that's true and you like the place, then hey, I'd do it.
Yeah.
But
if you already have a bunch of tattoos and you don't care.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Former guest of the show, Tracy McFace, actually got it done and then found out, like, I want to say 2 weeks later, that she was gluten intolerant as well as dairy intolerant. So that happened.
Did she not realize, like, every time she went there, she died?
I know. I love her. It's a cute tattoo, fortunately. And she already has, like, a million, so it wasn't, like, any big skin off her nose. But yeah, so, but then I think a bunch of people got them, and then so many people were getting them that they changed it to like 10%, which is still okay, but it's like, oh shit, man, like, can you even imagine, like, now you're walking in there with your Melt tattoo and, like, they're like, oh no, sorry, we're only gonna give you 10% off now. And like,
yeah, sorry, it's only worth $1.50 now, so.
Yeah, so I think that that's funny that you hate both tattoos, and that you hate tattoos as a result of Melt, and then Melt also has a tattoo thing, so that all, yeah.
And like I said, it's not even like I don't mind people that have a few or something like that, but I had a buddy who literally last weekend got on his forearm a soft pretzel tattoo.
I mean, did it have symbolism?
Why? He's like, oh, because I'm German. I'm like, you didn't get a swastika, though. What the fuck?
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, did a soft pretzel, like, once save his life or something? Like, I mean, if it has, you know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He does love going to the Hofbrauhaus, and he does love the pretzel girl. But come on.
There's James Earl Brasfield making a guest appearance from Teach These Devils.
Yeah, I have my headphones in. He can't hear
anything.
I could take them out, I guess.
Hi, James.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us.
Hi, listeners.
This is Brian. Brian James.
Hey,
James Brian.
Brian. Hi, Brian.
How's it going?
Lieutenant Commander James Brasfield of the Royal Navy.
I love it. We're talking about Brian being aggressively average, which I think we've really gotten.
Well, like are we talking about
we
that?
We are.
Let's be honest. Because, I don't think we've talked
listen,
about
we're talking
it.
About we're talking about average things aggressively. Like, we're talking about tattoos, but we're yelling at.
We're getting super
we're
into
yelling about
that
it.
That are like, okay.
We're talking about squirrels, but we're yelling about it. We're talking about giant testicles. We're talking about testicles, and we're yelling about it. These are all average things.
Well, I mean, testicles are a thing to be yelled about.
Yes.
You guys are yelling about balls.
Huh? Yeah, we're yelling about...
Well, I kept yelling, nuts!
Nuts!
Moose doesn't have any nuts.
No, Moose!
Oh, no, Moose!
What did you do that time?
Oh, no.
My mom overfed him a lot, so he's really fat.
Aww.
He's just growing into his name.
Moose. He's a moose. Hey, I meant to ask, do you have two dogs?
Well, Moose is my mom's. She fell, so I'm watching him while she recovers.
Oh, that's nice. And then you have the other dog?
Yes, Ava. Psst, come here.
And Ava, I'm guessing, does not have nuts either because it sounds like a girl's name.
No, she most certainly does not.
Puffy puppy.
Wait. This is awesome radio.
I know.
Look at that cute dog. Okay, Jess, you post the pictures for the episode.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, that's it. Stephanie brought her cat on. And
yeah. Oh, Egon.
Yeah, no, I feel like if we would have had Aaron and, I don't know, do Aaron and Larry have pets? I can't remember. They probably don't have pets.
Larry's allergic to everything that has more than two legs.
Oh, yeah.
Except Ava, because she's hypoallergenic. So she'll go over there every now and again when we're recording, but Aaron, no, I think Aaron hates all animals.
Okay, you know what you need to do? This is it. We're going to start a campaign and let those people on Civilized Creatures Network know Aaron's not so great because he hates animals. So,
yep, exactly.
Where's your god
so
now?
That'll be the best part. He wants to kick your puppy. You like that? You like that guy? Is that what you wanted?
We call it the Civilized Creatures Entertainment Network, but if you've ever listened to any of those shows, it should be called the Deliverance Network. Holy shit.
I know. They all have the Atlanta accent because they're all from, like, Georgia, right?
The Blunt Mommy's from Texas. Okay. Married AF is from Georgia. Their buddies, another one of their friend shows down there, there's... the one guy's from Pennsylvania, but he sounds like he's from fucking bumfuck Egypt. So,
like Egypt, Tennessee.
Literally, like that was the whole roast was literally when we did the roast show, which was my favorite show because I got to shine by being mean.
You're like, it was real brains coming out.
Oh my god, yes,
like
I forgot. You absolutely. Well, I was work. Okay, I listen to you guys when I work out, and I swear to God, I was doing crunches. And then after your roast finished, I remember saying aloud, like, holy shit. Like, and then everyone in the gym also was looking at me because I had my headphones in. And all of a sudden, they just hear me go, holy shit.
You just
lit that place on fire and then just, like, walked away while, like, the ash. Oh, my God. Well, it was amazing.
Well, if I have time to, like, write stuff about people, and I know, again, they're not going to take it seriously. I'm just like, fuck it. I'm like, I don't like kids, so I'm going to go after Larry's kids. Larry's pale as fuck. I'm going to do that one. I'm going to he's bald. Go there. And so, and just went from there and then expanded. And then I got little inspirations from different things here and there that I borrowed from little like comic strips or comic books or something like that. I may have tweaked something from there or something like that. But yeah, no, I had a blast writing that. That was a good time, especially because most of the guys on the show that I was talking shit about, I never met. I've never talked. I don't even listen to those shows.
No feelings or allegiance.
The one guy's podcast, I wrote Larry, I texted Larry. I'm like, Larry, I've never listened to a show. What's his show about? He goes, it's about how he has like three listeners and that's it. I'm like, perfect. That's all I need. So my whole joke about him was only three people are going to listen to your part because that's how many people listen to your show.
So you're just telling it. It's just the truth. It's funny because it's
true. Yeah, I was dropping truth bombs.
campaign.
Oh, my God.
I think the most truthful thing I said was when I told Larry every time I look at him, I want to take a piss.
I had a feeling.
That was a fun one.
I had a feeling yours would be best just because you have that, like, because you're the grumpy old man. You're kind of like, you know, not the mean guy, but kind of the mean guy on the podcast. So I was like, when it's your turn, it's going to be insane. And it's funny because it also helped that the others, like, I feel like some people, like, what was the one guy just went online and took, like, a bunch of, like, your...
Yeah, he literally just took one-liner jokes off, like, the internet. And Stephanie's like, these are all my jokes. And we're finishing the jokes for him. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was just like, it was literally like a dozen your mom and your face jokes were basically all... Yep. All of what it was, like they weren't
like that you get out of all those books in grade school.
Yeah, exactly. And then they would always follow it up with, we can't say anything bad about Aaron, we love Aaron.
Like, yeah, exactly. That to me is the weirdest part, and we still give him shit. He's like what, they're telling the truth? I'm like, look, asshole.
All right, now we enter a segment called jokes about Aaron's mom.
I feel like also, like, I love, don't get me wrong, we love Aaron. He was an amazing guest, but he is also an easy target. So that also sucks that they just, they did not.
Yeah. It really is. Like, well, I'll be honest, when I was going to do Aaron's joke, I thought literally everybody, originally I wrote two words down. He's black. That was going to be my whole roast about Aaron.
I wanted to see what James did in the background when you said that.
That was going to be my whole roast about him. And he obviously is a goof. And then I was like, you know what? I was like, I listened to a few of the other shows. I went, nope, that's where the hillbillies are going to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Instead of doing that, I attacked his act.
And then they didn't. They just totally, like, just, they gave up.
Yeah, and then they were just like, oh, Aaron, he's fine. He's cool. I don't know. It turned into the, we're proving we're not racist joke.
Yeah.
Or racist act.
Did they say he was one of the good ones?
Yeah. On our show, yes. They said he was the best one on our show.
I don't like it.
Oh my god, that's so great. Well, and the other thing is, like, too, like, there are so many things, but, like, Aaron's anti-vax, which I feel like would be a really, really good thing to, like,
we want, if we do that, we want a couple of guests to come on, because I have a friend who is a patent attorney that knows about all these new drugs and has access to all the clinical trials and everything like that. I'd want him to come on. We'd want Daniel and Burton on, and it would be Aaron versus the rest. But here's the thing. He's not, like, completely against it, though. He's, like, against, like, the flu shot. And he's like, well, why is this shit in here? Like that, which is, listen, I don't have a problem with somebody questioning. Mm-hmm. I have a problem when you can Google the answers, but then you just dismiss them.
Yeah.
I don't give any of my children vaccinations. I don't trust the white man.
The white man. That's how they control you. That's kind of what I wondered. I wasn't sure if it was kind of like the man sort of thing that he was questioning, or like what it was exactly that he had a problem with the
back. I gave my grandfather an inoculation back during the Tuskegee.
I was going to say the Tuskegee. The Tuskegee experiment. That has come up twice on this podcast in the last 2 weeks. How does that come up twice in the last 2 weeks? I have no idea. Like, I have no idea, because Kevin was talking about the Tuskegee experiment the other day.
Dog alert.
The dogs are not anti-vax. They are very mad about Aaron's stance. Yeah. Either that or your dogs are racist, maybe, and that's why they bark when we talk about...
They are... Moose is slightly racist.
Moose.
He doesn't move fast unless he sees the black cat outside, and then he moves very fast.
No, black cat.
I don't think it's a dog cat thing. I think it's just a
black thing. Yeah.
My neighbor came home and I have the windows open.
Oh, that'll do it. No, it's totally fine.
There's a whole episode of Invisibilia, I think it was, where they're talking about, like, is my dog racist?
I heard that. Yeah. And they actually did experiments.
It's like the whitest thing ever to have time to worry about if your dog's racist.
I know.
Well, in that fairness, the woman who was questioning it wasn't white.
Hey.
Well, they were saying, like, they were talking about whether, like, your animals, because, like, they said sometimes animals prefer, like, if like, you know, you're Asian and you own a dog, like, the dogs will bark at anybody who's not Asian, you know what I mean? Or the dog will bark at anybody who's...
Yeah, they're trying to figure out, like, if dogs end up having, like, racial
preferences. Exactly, yeah.
I buy that.
I think that's probably more along the lines of it's a pack thing, so they don't recognize somebody from the pack.
They were talking about that and then, like, comparing it to, like, what dogs other dogs feel more comfortable around. Like, they covered a lot of ground in it.
I love that James said that, like, don't leave it to white people, because that was kind of when we had Ubad on a few weeks ago. So every once in a while, I don't know why it's not happening today, and I'm glad. I think it's because I let them out on the patio so she can calm the fuck down.
Nuts is watching.
But, like, every once in a while, like, I would be talking and my cat would just start, like, assaulting me, and we'd be talking and, like, Elizabeth would look over and my cat would just be like, meow, like, just literally, like,
eat her face and cry just, like, at the same time,
like, losing her goddamn mind, and, like, I'm holding her like a baby trying to get her to calm down, and Ubad's like, this is some serious white people shit, man, like, I don't even know, because Ubad's from, like, Nigeria, and he's just like, I have no understanding of why any of this is happening. But yeah, like, yeah, no, and I think, like I said, what I love about your whole, something else I wanted to talk about too, your whole default setting is just that we can talk about average things, but aggressively, but also, one of the things we did bring up as a potential topic was personality chameleon. Isn't that what you said?
Yes.
Yes. And I feel like that's another thing when you talk about it, which relates to sort of what do I want to say? Vestigial sort of things like that humans and animals sort of do, because we're talking about like how, you know, dogs, how they associate with different types of people. I feel like personality chameleon is a thing that we all do to some level, right? Like we all just sort of like, what's your definition of it?
With me, it's like I have like basically three different groups of friends. So I have three different personalities plus my family personality. And that's kind of what it is. Like, I think it was Jim Gaffigan who had the joke. He's like, you ever get two different groups of friends together and then you feel you have to warn the one group before the other one comes over? Like, don't be thrown by my British accent and stuff like that. Like,
they know me as this.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm T-boned to these guys, just so you know.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And that's the thing, too. That's a mistake I would always try to make, is I would try to, like, integrate those groups of friends a lot of times. And then and you see very quickly, like, oh, I'm a very different person around very different people because these people aren't getting along at all. Like, these people don't like each other.
They bring out different aspects of your personality. And, you know, if we hang out with some people, it highlights one part and the other part. Because I've got, I don't know, especially in Scarlet, like, I got some friends who are, like pretty nerdy, and then I got like other friends who are like really like loud and outgoing, and then you put them together and they're like, I don't know if I like this.
What?
Yeah, they're just making each other nervous.
Making each other nervous. I love that. Well, that's why I'm glad to see, like, since I left, I like posted something. Apparently I get really sentimental when I'm high. And so yesterday I took an edible as soon as I got home from work, and that motherfucker lasted until like 15 minutes ago. And so I got home and I'm like cleaning the house, and then Elizabeth and one of my other best friends, Hannah, were out hanging out. Gigi, they were out hanging out, and I was like, I may never have children, but I know the joy of your two best friends becoming friends together. Like, I'm, like, sending them this bullshit.
You put it on Twitter. I
put it on Twitter. But it was, like, true. It was kind of a relief to see that, like, because that's the other thing. Occasionally, like, if I got my friends together and they didn't seem like they liked each other or getting along, I'm like, this seems weird, right? Because, like, the people that, you know, that I attract or that I'm attracted to should also then, by logic, you know what I mean, have that sort of overlap. So occasionally when it does happen, it makes me really happy that I'm like, oh, yeah, I match made friends. That's my legacy. Yeah.
Hannah and I, we went out to, like, Toast.
I love Toast. Toast is
It was really
good. Did you have Toast?
I wish.
We did.
Did you?
Nice.
It was, like, the fanciest. So it was, like, $12 a month. You get three different pieces of, like, this, like, thick-cut, like, sweet-ass toast with, like, fancy-ass toppings on it.
Absolutely. I went to, I was in Columbus. I went to a place, something pierogies. So, of course, I had to get pierogies. It's in the name.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like at least the first time you go, like, what's the thing they're known for? They had a bunch of weird cocktails, though, and I didn't like the sound of them. It was, like, $12, and there was, like, 12 ingredients. I'm like, what's happening? I don't like it.
That's also white people nonsense.
There's so many different, why do those go together?
Well, and what I like about Toast does have an amazing patio, and they have really good wine, but their cocktails kind of sound like they're, what's funny is, so I actually used to think, so for a brief second, and I'm glad this didn't catch momentum, but there were things called Toast bars, which I think started out here, seems to make sense. But
everyone was super into the avocado toast, and then they're like, we can make a whole thing about
it. And that's still a thing, and I actually wholeheartedly support the avocado toast program. I'm a huge fan of it, and I think it should be.
I mean, I like making it for myself and eating it, but I don't want to, like, pay someone else.
But they used to have, like, toast bars where it literally was just, like, that's all they had, were, like, various forms of toast, and then would charge, like, $12 for them. And so I thought, when I heard the place Toast came to Cleveland, I was like, oh, fuck, did we get a fucking toast bar? And then found out later, it's more like Toast, like, cheers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a wine. It's like, they do wine, and they've got toast. What else? They got, like, charcuterie.
Yeah. So it surprised me when he was like, "Did you get toast?" You're like, "We did." I'm like, "Wait, fuck, really? Like, holy shit, they have toast there?" So that was exciting. I miss pierogies, by the way. They do not have pierogies here. And I know. And the one thing that I want to say, like, that's one of the main reasons, we talked about this last week, the main reasons I try to keep people, I'm trying to get people to move out here who are thinking about it, because then we can start Little Cleveland, and then we can, like, we can sell pierogies, and we can do all this shit.
Open up a Slimans Tavern.
Yeah, open up a West Coast Slimans location.
I love the fucking, that's who we should try to get as a sponsor, is the pierogi lady.
Oh,
so fucking good. Her pierogies are the shit, because she uses like as little dough as possible, and it's just like 80% filling.
I love that shit.
Well, what is it? The 12? I think we got 9 more days till Dingus Day.
Oh, yeah. Is that coming up? Okay.
I'm just gonna chug beers and eat pierogies all day. Oh, it's the best day.
I mean, I don't need a holiday as an excuse for that.
True.
I mean, to have an excuse. It makes me feel better about myself.
More socially acceptable today, but like I also did it yesterday. So
I was trying to write a joke about that last year because one of my really good friends who's dating Spider Jones, she went out on St. Patrick's Day and she had a shirt that said everyone loves an Irish girl, right? And I was like, okay. So then literally like 28 days later, she went out for Dingus Day and had a shirt that said everyone loves a Polish girl. And I'm like, bitch, you're from Toledo. Like, you don't need to rely on your nationality to make an excuse for why you're drinking. Just fucking drink. Like, no one cares. Like, no one cares.
Everyone loves a drinking girl. There you go. Have it for that's exactly what it should. There's our merch, Jess.
I know. We'll sell the t-shirts. We'll sell the video. We should really get on this. We'll take away what left of the Patreon people that you guys have, because you guys would write jokes for your Patreons, which I actually liked. Although I felt like
well, we didn't really write the jokes, is that we came up with something, and mine were literally all just misdirection jokes. They would be like, so what do you get if Sean crossed the street with a chicken? Fuck him, I don't care. Like, that's all my joke was. That, every time.
Well, you get him across the street with a chicken. I don't know, I hope he gets hit by a car.
That's literally all the jokes were.
Fucking with a chicken. There's cars coming, you idiot. Move.
What do you get when you cross, what was it, Fraud Tim? Fraud Tim with a bottle of ketchup. I don't know, but I fucked his mom. Like, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yep, that's pretty much
it. There was Tim the Fraud, because I think like his credit card kept bouncing every time you guys tried to charge him a Patreon or something.
Well, every time he signed up with the Patreon with a card that expired. So it was still listing him as it, but we never got any money from him. But he does handle all our social media accounts, though, except the Facebook Live before our shows. But any of the pictures you see on Drinks with Larry's Facebook page, that's all Tim. And then he usually just bombards our group text thing with them all day long. Just if he's bored at work, he's just putting things together. There was one that it got vetoed down, but I was a volcano and very red. And didn't make sense for that episode, but it's in the back burner. That will come out.
Oh, yay.
I'm sure you'll have your day.
But the Stephanie dating line was great, too.
I want to watch that. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, God. No, that date itself was just a disaster. They put the whole thing on Facebook Live, and they were just watching. I'm like, oh, God.
I want to go back and watch these things, because I definitely keep up on the podcast, but I miss out on, like, the YouTube and the Facebook Lives. I need to go back and, like, watch some of that stuff if you guys have it.
Yeah, that's one of the things where I'm really glad I wasn't there. I was hosting trivia that night, so I couldn't make it, but I was going to, yeah, it was going to be all bad if I was there. I had my legal pad. I had everything that I was going to bring up. It was about a page and a half deep. It was going to get ugly.
Brian has an insane level of knowledge about all things sports and in general, because he's a trivia host. Where do you usually host trivia?
I host trivia for a company called Cleveland Awesome Trivia. You can check them out, clevelandawesometrivia.com. But I personally host in Hudson, at a place called the Tiki Underground every Tuesday. It's at 303 and Route 8. There's nothing. There's a gas station and Tiki Underground and I think like a motel behind it. That's it there.
Doesn't sound like you're going to get murdered at all. Like it just sounds.
No, it definitely doesn't sound like, you know, you're one grim. But actually, no, it's a nice place. They actually have good cocktails and stuff like that. So it's actually not a bad place.
That's good.
Decent food.
That's where the money is.
But then I also host at Quaker Steak and Lube in Medina on Wednesdays. And that's a nice short drive, but oof, that's a rough game.
Yeah, why?
Oh, that's just I don't have, like, every other place usually has, like, their steady teams. They have the same teams to show up every week. I have one team that's guaranteed to show up, and then a bunch of maybes. I've literally had a team one time of like 10 people show up, and they were the only team, so I asked them to split into three teams, so I at least had three teams.
It's like people just show up and they're like, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, we're just gonna leave. I had a guy this past week just kept yelling to have me turn my speaker down. I'm like, dude, you're right next to the speaker, and I'm trying to talk to somebody way in the back corner. Yeah. I fucking can't. So,
as comedians, we relate to people telling us to shut up in a bar where they're just trying to have a beer.
We just show up, and they're like, well, I didn't know this was going to happen, and then they're going to get out of
there. Yeah, there's big signs that say, hey, comedy night, come on in. And I didn't know about this.
And it happens every week for the last 45 weeks, and then you walk in, and you're like, what the fuck? I always drink here on Sunday, and now I have to be quiet? This was me venting about Avenue Tap House, which we always manage to bash at some point conveniently on our show. Hey, speaking of sports trivia, how's, like, is your podcast a weekly thing? Is it just kind of still getting ramped up? How's that going?
It's still getting ramped up. I'm still looking for a co-host that can be here.
Yeah.
Like, that's the issue. Like, I have a ton of friends, like my sports friends. I have a ton of them. And they're like, oh, I'll be a guest, but I'm not coming on regularly. Oh, I'll be a guest, but I'm not coming on. I asked all of them and stuff like that. So I'm trying to get my buddy who's the patent lawyer. He just switched to a new job. Now I'm hoping once he's settled in here in the next couple of weeks, maybe he was willing to do it before. And if y'all think I know a lot about sports, holy shit.
Really?
So I think between the two of us, it'd be a good show. And then we'll bring on a guest once a week. That can show up, and then we'll just yell at them for being stupid.
So it'll eventually,
you don't even know,
it'll just evolve into drinks with Larry, but it'll be sports with Brian, and then you guys all just like all yell, and then someone will bring in an air horn or
well, that's actually on my tablet, because the arm my phone's on right now is normally where my old tablet sits, and I have the air horn app, so I can just go
but definitely check out Drinks with Larry Facebook, Drinks with Larry Twitter, Drinks with Larry Instagram. I believe that's your guys' handle on all three, correct?
Yes.
And BD Sports, correct? Is that the name of your show?
Yes, BD Sports is what we're going with for right
BD
now.
BD Sports.
Thanks to Tim the Fraud.
Tim the Fraud. I do like the idea, though, of having maybe a tiny spinoff of Sports with Brian. Like, you have Drinks with Larry and then Sports with Brian. And
and someone else suggested we do Dranks with Aaron.
Dranks.
When Aaron does his show.
Purple Dranks.
When Aaron does his show. But no, he's getting his show. He actually just sent us his intro stuff. It's going to be Aaron in the AM, and he's going to run it like a morning inspirational type show thing. And he's going to get up every morning at like 5 a.m., record for a half hour, and be done.
I love that.
Like, that's what he wants to do. So look forward to that. That'll be on the Civilized Creatures Entertainment Network. You can check out any of the other shows on there. It works out better if you can understand the Southern drawl.
Various Southern drawls.
If not, or if you could handle people talking very, very slowly, Blunt Mommy.
You're not just sitting there like you're really in there just like, say it faster!
You that's don't real, I'd like, up the speed. Like, to listen to it, you do have to speed it up and like run it at like half speed. Like,
yeah.
if you want a sample of all the shows, you could check out the Drinks with Larry roast that we did a few weeks ago. And that's kind of a sample of all the shows. And we start off with a little mini episode, so you get a taste of our regular show as well.
Do you have any personal stuff you want to promote besides the podcast? Do you have a social media?
If you're interested in some bar trivia, you could check out clevelandawesometrivia.com. There's a ton of locations. We even have, I think, coming up for the next few weeks, Trivia on a Train. The owner and his wife will be hosting, and it's on the Cuyahoga Valley Scenic Railroad route every Friday at like 8 o'clock. Come have some drinks, go for a ride on a train, do that. And then for the last few weeks, though, there will be some theme trivia. It is coming to an end, sadly, but there will be theme trivia at a place on West 25th that's on a Tuesday night. I know they have a Parks and Rec one coming up. They've done The Office, they've done Game of Thrones, but Parks and Rec, I think, will be the last big one.
Brian Avery, thank you so much for being here. This was so fun.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a blast.
This was a great time. Check out all the social media for those guys. Liz, do you have anything you want to promote?
I don't know. Oh, I posted one picture on Instagram.
She posted a photo on Instagram, everyone.
I did it.
Under Elizabeth.
There's your one for 3 months.
Elizabeth Ta-da. Seaman, I believe, is what you're going to look for, only with an A, as we've always established. Yeah. You can check out Couch Gags on May 19th at 7 p.m. at the Skidmark Garage. It's a book showcase. We actually have, we're booked. We're actually all booked on all of our upcoming showcases because SX1 is amazing. You can also check out at SX1 Entertainment Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can check out OK Pants on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. He does our logo. And you can also check out Above Below Entertainment for being our network. Okay, love you. Bye.